Archers for the week 30 May to 4 June 2004.
The cricket team is not having much luck. Oh, it were a good catch.
No, it wasn't. He gave it away. What is the matter with people this afternoon? Tony! Tony, you take it easy out there. No heroics, OK?
Oh, that'll be the day.
Leave that to Macy.
I thought you said this would be a piece of cake.
Well, it should have been. 114 to win. You should be able to knock that off with no trouble.
Sorry.
Oh, bad luck.
Bit of a loose shot there, son.
Oh, I know, sorry. I just can't concentrate this afternoon.
Well, still, you made 14 runs, which is better than David did.
Oh, yeah, he was unlucky, wasn't he?
And only one less than Roy.
61 for 5. And our best batsman all out.
Oh, Adam's still there.
And a lot of use is.
Oh, come on, Sid.
13 runs, all singles.
Well, at least he's still in.
Yeah, he's been out there over an hour.
That bowler, the blonde one.
Bob Slater.
Yeah, he's not bad, you know.
Oh, come on. Last time we played Porters to old boys, Adam was whacking him all around the ground.
Well, he's found his length this afternoon. Bowled me a couple of crackers.
So why has Adam chosen today to play like Neil Carter?
Sid.
Well, to be fair, he hasn't had that much of the strike.
Useless. Blooming useless.
So, Will, how's it feel?
Sorry?
To be the boss. I hear Brian give you the ad gamekeeper job.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Now, Emma's pleased, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, it takes a bit of getting my head round. You know, the responsibility and that.
Oh, you'll soon get used to it.
Oh, nice one, Tony.
To be honest, that's why I couldn't concentrate this
afternoon. Look for a second.
Oh, go on, Tony.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, dear.
Did you see that? What's Macy up to? It was an easy two there.
Oh, that weren't much of a throw.
Oh, he could have been run out.
Yeah, but that was the last ball of the over. So now we've got Tony on strike again.
No, Eddie, for heaven's sake, leave it. You're going to end up...
Oh, what's the point? What's all that about?
Oh, you'd think he'd learn, wouldn't you?
Dad?
Who else?
What's he done now?
But he doesn't know when to leave well alone.
Was this about Snatch?
It's a miracle he weren't seriously hurt.
Yeah, if me and Will hadn't been there.
Exactly.
Well, you can understand why, though.
No, I can't.
Well, Snatch dropped him in here, and if he can find some kind of proof...
He's in enough trouble as it is. If he carries on, he's going to end up in hospital.
Where's he gone?
Oh, just up the barn.
Oh, he's not gone chasing after
Snatch? No, not this afternoon. I used to think he were a nice man, Snatch.
You what?
A bit of a rascal, did a bit of poaching and that, but nothing like this.
Yeah, I remember when he played the back end of a cow in the panto.
Yeah, that's right, he did. And him and your dad was always such mates, you know? I can't understand it.
Are you sure, is he, Dad, that it was Snatch?
Eh?
You know, that was behind it, like?
It's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Who else is going to care about your dad snooping around?
Well, he's getting a bit old for this kind of caper, isn't he?
Snatch?
Oh, Dad. I mean, a few years ago, he'd have seen them blokes off no trouble.
Well...
It's time for the younger generation to take over.
Eh?
And me and Will.
Take over what?
Well, like we did the other night.
No, Edward, you are not getting involved.
Involved already.
No more violence. Do you hear me? Edward.
Yeah, all right.
If you want to help, there's that concreting job Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Your dad ain't going to be fit.
I'll sort it, don't worry.
You're too late.
Oh, don't tell me it's over.
I'm afraid so.
Well, undo a gather, you lost.
Yeah, we only had to get 114. Should have been a piece of cake.
Well, that was pretty pathetic.
Was rather, wasn't it?
97 all out.
Well, how many did you get?
34.
Out there for the entire innings, and he only manages 34 runs.
Oh, excuse me.
Eat your heart out, Geoffrey Boycott.
That bowler, the blonde one.
I've never seen such a display of defensive strength.
Yeah, he's usually all over the
little
place.
Little stabs and
but
jabs.
But today he really found his length.
Okay, look, lads, look, should we go on?
Yeah, by the time I got the measure of him, half the team was out.
And you was at the wrong end.
Well, that's hardly my fault.
Stood there and watched while the lower order was skittled out. I mean, why didn't you keep the strike?
Someone takes a single off the last ball of the over.
It's lousy tactics.
Yes, but...
We should have won.
I know, but...
Look, okay, never mind. I mean, there's always next week, huh? Come on, lads, why don't we all just go to the bowl and get ourselves a large drink, huh?
Oh! David! Can I have a word before you rush off?
Okay, no, I'm gonna take a deep breath and count to 10.
Did you hear?
Yes, look, I heard.
No way was that my fault.
Just let it go.
And I may only have got 34, but that's double what anyone else scored.
So? well, be happy.
But Ian...
Now, look, are we going to go for that drink or what?
Hi, Mum. Ed.
Hello, love. Thought you was playing cricket this afternoon.
Finished early. We lost.
Oh.
What, again?
No, I was a bit useless.
So what's new?
Edward.
Gave an easy catch.
Well, you got a lot on your mind, didn't you? My son, the head gamekeeper.
Oh, don't go on about him, Mum.
Oh, go on, indulge me. Ain't often I can be really proud of my family.
Anyway, thought I'd drop by, see how Dad is.
You don't ask.
Is he here?
No, he's up the barn with your granddad, so they've probably been at the cider all the afternoon.
But he's okay?
Well, still complains how sore he is, but oh, he's on the mend.
Good. Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yeah, of course. You freshen that pot, Edward. I'm afraid I've got to go out in a minute. I said I'd help out down the bowl.
Oh, well, don't bother.
No, no, you stay and have a cup with Edward.
Well...
Go on, put the kettle on.
All right.
How's Emma?
Okay, yeah. She's round helping her mum this weekend.
Of course, less than a week now.
Yeah, Friday they're moving out.
She's lived in that house all her life, hasn't she?
Pretty much.
Bet she'll be sad to leave.
Yeah. Mind you, she spends most of her time round mine anyway.
Susan ain't looking forward to it, I can tell you. Don't think that caravan's quite as big as she thought it were going to be.
No, I know.
Anyway, I must love you and leave you. Oh, eat the rest of that cake, if you like.
Oh, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mum. So, change your mind about being my best man?
No, why?
You didn't seem very keen.
Well, don't you want me to do it? I mean, I know it wasn't your first choice, right?
Well, as long as you don't...
What?
Screw it up.
Yeah, what do you take me for?
No, he won't answer that.
Anyway, look. About Dad.
What about him?
Well, he's threatening to go around Snatches and duff him up.
What?
Mum's getting a knickers and a right twist.
No, I'm not surprised.
Well, so I thought... Well, I could have a word with Jazzer. You know, see if Stu and some of his mates could... Well, you know, give Snatch a bit of a going over.
I thought you weren't supposed to be seeing Jazzer.
Well, I am, all right.
And does Mum know?
No, of course not. Well, so what do you reckon? I mean, let's face it, Dad's getting a bit past it now.
Don't let him hear you say that.
Well, we got to take care of him.
Yeah, but I don't reckon sending in Stu McCreary's gang is the answer.
Well, you got a better idea.
We should go and talk to him.
Talk to Snatch? What good's that going to do?
Well, it's worth a try.
You are joking, aren't you?
Well, if you don't want to come with me, I'll go on my own.
No, no, I'll come. But...
And if it doesn't work, okay, we'll try it your way.
Look, all I'm saying...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If you'd think about the team, instead of about your own batting average...
Sid, enough. We stop talking about that wretched cricket match.
This isn't about cricket, though, is it?
Adam.
I know you don't want me in the team, but it's not because I can't play, is it?
Well, Adam,
it's because of who I am.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
Can you stop it?
Why don't you just admit you've got a problem?
That's enough.
I don't have to stand here and listen to this.
Yeah, don't turn your back on me when I'm talking to you.
Take your hands off me, you...
What the hell?
Now get out.
Sid, for heaven's sake!
And I don't want to see you either again.
Clary!
What was that for?
Clary, can you take over in here for a minute? Coming.
Come on, Adam.
Sid, upstairs.
I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, you are.
Until I get an apology.
You are bad!
Excuse me!
Adam, please.
You heard what the man said. You're bored.
But he assaulted me!
These are licensed premises. He is a licensee and whatever he says goes. Now come on, Sid, upstairs.
I don't want to see you in my pub again.
Yeah, okay, Sid. Come on, we're going.
Yeah, but...
No, boss, come on.
What was all that about? Come on, in you come.
Ah, I'm all right, love. No need to make a fuss. Bruised my knuckles a bit, but...
Shut the door.
No real harm done.
What the hell do you think you're playing at? You can't go eating customers like that.
I can do what I like in my own
place. No, you can't.
You just said...
I had to, didn't I? I had to back you up. But he could do you for assault.
Don't be daft.
Yeah, and I wouldn't blame him if he did.
But you heard him.
Yes, and I heard you too. You just went on and on at him about that stupid cricket match.
Well...
And I may not know much about cricket, but even I could see it weren't his fault you lost.
It's not just that one match. This has been going on for weeks.
Yeah, I know it has.
He's gone out of his way to make trouble in the cricket team.
Look at yourself, Sid.
It's no wonder morale is rock bottom. And then he has the gall to come in here with his boyfriend, flaunting their sordid relationship to the world.
I really don't like this side of you, Sid.
What?
This petty, small-minded...
Well, I can't help the way I feel.
Well, maybe. But talk about flaunting things.
I keep my opinions to myself.
You do what?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jolene, I haven't been a publican for all these years without learning that lesson.
punching a customer in the face.
But Adam won't respect that. He won't let me keep my opinions to myself. He's forever mocking me, winding me up.
Well, it's not difficult, is it?
Make me feel uncomfortable in my own pub. He's the one with the problem, Jolene, not me.
Excuse me? Who at who?
Okay, I overreacted.
Oh.
But if he'd let sleeping dogs lie, then so would I.
You're still going to have to apologise.
No way.
He's a customer, Sid. And we can't afford to go alienating that family. So you're going to have to swallow your pride, admit you were wrong, and say sorry.
God, my eye is all swelling up.
You're going to have a right shiner tomorrow.
Really hurts.
Well, served you right.
What?
You heard.
That was a completely unprovoked attack.
What do you mean, unprovoked? You were deliberately winding him up.
I was not.
Oh, come on, Adam, you were taunting him.
I just want him to admit.
Yeah, okay, I get the message. What, and is that going to make things better, forcing him into a corner, creating a scene in a pub?
What's the alternative?
I'm ignoring him.
Oh, come on, Ian.
Refusing to rise to the bait?
Do I make you uncomfortable?
Well, what? Yeah, when you behave like that, you do.
I see. This is my grandmother all over again, isn't it?
Excuse me?
You'd rather seek the approval of narrow-minded bigots.
Well, is that what you think I'm doing?
Instead of being honest about who you are and who you love.
Listen, Adam, I've told you before. Please, don't use me.
I'm not using you.
Don't use me to fight your personal battles. I have my own way of doing things.
Okay. Are you coming in?
No. I don't really want to be with you just now.
It's the day of the barn raising at Lower Loxley.
They won't grow any quicker if you keep watching them.
I'm checking for powdery mildew.
Yes?
Could be a serious problem on young vines.
Well, you're going to have to leave them for now.
And they are starting to grow at last. Look at their shoots.
Mm.
And once they get going, they're like brambles. One day nothing, the next they're halfway up the poles.
Well, there's a crowd gathering already.
What, by the barn?
I think you're going to have quite an audience.
Oh, dear.
What?
I've never raised a barn before. I know how it's supposed to go up, but whether it will or not is another matter.
Of course it will.
Maybe we shouldn't have arranged to go out on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going to visit this vineyard.
Oh, the one in Gloucestershire. Well, we could put that off for another time.
Except it is English Wine Week. We ought to celebrate.
Any excuse.
Although, it's going to be a busy week, isn't it? Even if the barn does go up smoothly.
Usual half-term scrum. Mind you, most of it looks after itself. The craft fair and the balloon rides.
Well, come on. Let's go and see if any of my volunteer muscle has turned up.
Mike's here already, and so's Alistair. Oh, and Usha and Ashok. But they've got his mum in tow.
She can join in if she wants.
She's about 70 and built like a stick insect.
Oh.
Ian, it's me. Can you ring me, please? It's just... I hardly slept a wink last night thinking about what you said.
Hi, Adam.
And I've got to go. Call me, okay?
Oh, sorry. Didn't realise. Oh,
it's okay.
How's the face?
Why do you think I'm wearing shades?
I should keep them on if I were you.
I was in two minds about coming today.
Yeah.
But I did promise Nigel.
Well, shouldn't you be hard at work on the old strawberry tunnels?
Oh, that's not a problem. My Ukrainian students are quite capable of managing without me.
Are they?
They're really conscientious.
Yeah. Anyway, what's this about Brian retiring?
What?
Well, I heard that he was thinking of selling up.
Where'd you get that idea?
Alice?
Yeah.
Said he was going to get somewhere smaller with more paddocks, more horses.
Wishful thinking on her part.
Oh, right. Although, it is just a year since Debbie left, isn't it?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you know, with all the changes going on, it would make a lot of sense for someone in his position.
Well, don't you think Brian's had enough to worry about in recent weeks?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, help yourself to a hard hat, Neil. And you, Alistair.
Good heavens.
What?
I didn't expect to see him today.
Oh, neither did I. Thought he'd be home with an ice pack on his face.
Who?
Adam.
Why?
After last night.
What?
In the pub.
After the cricket.
Sid punched Adam in the face.
What?
And barred him.
Why?
Well, you know how Sid feels about... You know.
What?
Adam and his... You know.
Sid has a problem with Adam being gay.
Oh.
The two of them have been spoiling for a fight for weeks.
That doesn't sound like Adam. You should be in the cricket team, mate.
Hiya.
Hi there.
Oh, hello.
Morning, you two.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Why not?
Well, isn't this week that you're moving?
Friday, yeah. But Susan wanted me out from under her feet. She and Emma are packing up the kitchen today. Oh. You would not believe the amount of stuff we've accumulated over the years.
Well, you've lived there a long while, haven't you?
Yeah, nearly 20 years. Kids grew up there.
You're not having second thoughts, are you?
No. It's just... Well, it may be a small house, but it's a palace compared to that caravan.
Well, are we all met, do you think?
There, looks like it, yep.
Right. If I could have your attention, everyone. Thank you all so much for giving up your bank holiday to help raise the barn. Now, first thing is health and safety. Hope you're all wearing stout boots.
Yep.
And anyone who hasn't got one, there's some hard hats over there. Now, Max and Mike are in charge of the rope, okay? And if you three take that side, and Neil and David stay here with me.
Okay.
Now, what we've got to do is to raise this crack into the upright. You start off, yeah, just pushing it up. But when we get to about 45 degrees and we can't reach any more, we have to support it on these poles. And then hopefully the chaps with the rope can take over.
Right.
Okay? Everyone clear what they're doing?
Yep. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right. Max will keep an eye on us all, I hope. But okay, everyone in position.
Yep.
And one, two, three, that's it. Keep going. Yes.
I really wanted to be there to help.
No, it's okay. Plenty of volunteers. And they've only just got the first crack in place. Miles to go yet.
I got trapped with Ashok's ma.
He said he'd left you in the gallery.
Yeah, I thought we were onto a winner there.
What do you mean?
Well, she seemed delighted with the exhibition.
Great.
But now she's decided Ashok's work is not displayed to its best advantage.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
I haven't a clue. But she's got Julia moving things around.
Oh, no.
Julia was nice as pie, but when she decided she wanted the sunrise painting, the big orange one, rehung on the end wall...
Oh, no.
I could see Julia's hackles rising.
I bet. Should we go in and separate them, do you think?
Well, we could. Or we could just run away.
What? And leave them to fight it out?
They're very well matched. It could be a long and bloody contest.
Come on. Let's go and find a cup of coffee.
Oh, blast it.
What happened there?
Just didn't split straight. There's an awful lot of wastage making shingles like this.
How many are we going to need for the whole roof?
About 3,000.
Oh, 3,000? You'll be here all week.
I'd better stop, actually. We must be about ready to lift in the top beams.
Can I have a go?
Yeah, sure. You just take one of these cleft sections of wood.
Split it down the middle, then each section in half.
And half again.
So we should get 8 shingles out of each section?
In an ideal world, yes.
Okay, now, let's just get this lined up.
Watch what you're doing with that axe thing.
Sorry.
Nearly have a leg off.
That axe thing is actually called a fro.
Oh, Nigel, I think Max is trying to attract your attention.
Right. Excuse me.
Now, that looks about straight.
Right, stand back, everybody.
There. Now, just waggle it about a bit.
What are you doing?
He's making roof shingles. Hey, well done.
Yeah, pretty good, eh?
A bit fat for a shingle.
Well, I haven't finished yet.
Hi, Usha. What have you done with Ashok?
He's looking after his mother.
She was mauled by Julia.
What?
They had a bit of a disagreement.
More of a shouting match, really.
Oh, dear.
Ashok's taken her up on the treetop walk to calm her down.
What, bit of a drama queen, is she, your future mother-in-law?
Julia in a sari.
I'm really not looking forward to this trip to Canada. If Ashok's aunts are anything like his mother...
Look on the bright side. She lives in Canada. She can't come and visit every weekend.
Now then, let's see if I can split this in half.
Look out, he's at it again.
What's that thing?
It's a fro.
Don't throw it over here.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
That's your fault, Elizabeth. You distracted me.
Afternoon.
Hi, Neil.
Is that bit ruined now?
Well, not entirely. If I can just split off the other half.
Are you sure? You're on the fake committee, aren't you?
Yeah, why?
I had an idea. Well, actually, it was Christopher, really.
Oh, your suggestion's gratefully received.
Well, we should do a kind of jungle endurance test, our very own bush tucker challenge.
What? Oh, you've got to be kidding.
No, no, no.
Can you really see Auntie Peggy eating live grubs and cockroaches?
Well, you wouldn't use live ones.
Well, I don't think you'd find many takers for dead cockroaches.
No, we'd start with something just mildly unpleasant, like nettles or...
Brussels sprouts?
Tapioca? I know, raw liver.
Oh, what about tripe?
And then you move on to the really revolting stuff.
Like what?
Well, you can buy deep-fried ants.
Right, are you chaps fit? We're ready to put up the top beams now.
Ian, please turn your phone on. Or call me. Lunch must be over by now.
Adam, come on, mate. We need your muscles.
I've got to go. Love you.
See that hole? That's the mortise. And what we've got to do is to slot it over the tenon, which is the bit sticking up on the end. Right. And the same for each of the other uprights.
And they should line up, should they?
Theoretically, yes. So everyone's clear about what they're doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, then. On the count of three again. One, two...
Oh, sorry. Do you mind if I just take this?
Blimey.
Only it might be something important.
Yeah.
Hello? No, Alice, this is not a good time. I'm in the middle of building a barn. I'll call you back. Sorry, everyone.
Right. Could everyone make sure their mobile phones are off?
Yeah.
Ready, Max? And on the count of three... One, two, three, and...
It looks fabulous. I'm astonished that it all fitted together. Max seems to be having difficulty banging those pegs in.
Ah, that's deliberate.
What's deliberate?
When it was all laid flat on the ground, they put the joints, all those mortise and tenon joints, together and marked where the holes should go for the pegs, and then they deliberately make the holes slightly out of true.
Why?
So when the pegs are whacked in, they actually pull the joint closer together.
I'm very impressed.
Nigel, they're just about done up there.
Yeah, and Max thought, well, seeing as it's your barn, you should do the official topping out.
Oh, and what does that involve?
Well, first of all, he says you've got to knock in the very last peg to secure the roof tree.
Ah.
You mean he's got to climb up the top there?
Yeah, don't worry, we'll hang on to him.
Yeah, and then you tie a garland of oak and chestnut leaves on the crossbeam.
I haven't got a garland.
Ah, no, we've got a shoke working on it.
A shoke?
Yeah, well, you know, he's artistic, isn't he?
Oh, and then you have to sing us a song.
Yeah.
What?
The Borsetshire Woodman.
Yeah, all seven verses.
I don't know them, but you're pulling my leg, aren't you?
Well, okay, I made that last bit.
Yeah, but you should really, you know, make a speech.
What?
Oh, just say thank you to everybody.
Well, right, okay.
So, are you fit?
Don't forget your hard hat.
Oh, thanks.
Take care of him, David.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'll be fine.
Poor Nigel. What do you mean, poor Nigel? He's loving every minute of it. It looks as if it's going to be finished in time.
It does. A busy week for you.
Yes. What else have you got on?
Coping with the Shokes, Ma. Oh, and the Fake Committee. I think we're a bit short on bright ideas.
Easy. Tug of war across the Am. We always used to do it when I was a kid. Two teams of men, stripped down to the waist. I'm sure you could persuade a Shoke to join in.
Elizabeth.
And, of course, the losing side ends up in the river. Could be a very Mr. Darcy moment.
And you're supposed to be a respectable married woman.
I am.
Oh, Nigel's made it to the top.
Oh, he doesn't look very safe.
Ladies and gentlemen, today has been such a joy. To see everyone working together to raise this barn has given me more pleasure than I can possibly express. So can I thank you all from the bottom of my heart and declare the barn well and truly raised.
And Adam get back into Ian's good books.
So impressed, he's bringing his wife for the silver wedding.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he said the new decor in the restaurant had improved the atmosphere 100%.
Oh, right, so it wasn't my food he was so keen on.
No, and wait for it. The food was as good as anything he'd had in London.
That's what I like to hear.
So, next task is the bistro bar.
All right, hang on, I've got this D-Day event to get through first.
The jitterbug ball. I shouldn't tax your imagination too much.
Don't you believe it?
Well, I thought everyone was dead healthy during the war. Living on brown bread and carrots, no sweets.
I'm going to have to cheat.
Oh, shame on you.
Well, have you ever tasted powdered egg? Oh, it's disgusting.
by the way, saw Tom at the cricket on Sunday.
Don't talk to me about cricket.
I'm sorry. Anyway, no, he's very enthusiastic about the bistro.
Well, he thinks the sausage contract is his for the asking, does he?
Well, innit?
We haven't discussed terms yet. And he's not the only independent producer in the business, you know.
No, but he is local.
Yeah, I dropped into the shop this morning.
Ambridge Organics?
Yeah, on the way back from the market. Saw Helen.
Oh? Is she back at work?
Well, she's there in the shop, but I don't think she's exactly engaged in what she's doing. Looks like she hasn't slept for a month. She's so tense and brittle.
I remember when John died.
Well, that was the older brother?
Yeah. He was my best mate.
Was he?
I was wandering around like a zombie for weeks afterwards. Couldn't concentrate on anything.
Yeah, well, how did Helen cope with that?
I don't know. Didn't see much of her.
Well, was she getting any kind of counselling or...?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. She's always been a bit... you know.
What?
Well, goes her own way. Doesn't pay much attention to what other people say. Like her affair with Greg. Everyone else thought she was crazy. Looks like you've got a visitor.
Well, I'll find you out here.
Morning.
Hello.
I'd better get back to work, I suppose.
Yeah. And so would I, Ian. It's time I was making a start and prepping lunch.
Please.
See you later.
What?
I found you a dozen times yesterday.
Yeah, it was bank holiday. We were rushed off our feet.
Don't do this to me.
Look, I really have to go. I'll call you this afternoon.
Promise?
I promise.
What?
Can I come in?
What do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to see how you... Oh, Christopher.
What?
You haven't even started.
Been busy.
Doing what?
Mum, I got loads of GCSEs next week.
I know, love. And I'm sorry, this is really bad timing.
Yeah, too right.
And if I could have arranged it any other way, I would have. But we've got to get this room cleared out.
It doesn't have to be now, does it?
Well, sometime today. Only Dad wants your wardrobe in chest of drawers emptied so he can take him down Bridge Farm.
What's going to happen to all my stuff?
I've been telling you for the past week. You need to sort through it. Only I don't know what you want to keep.
All of it?
No, you don't. Look at this lot.
What about it?
Well, there's toy cars in there. Board games that you haven't looked at for years.
What am I supposed to do with them?
Put them in a box and we'll take them into one of the charity shops.
But Mum...
Look, it won't take you half an hour. And then all the clothes you don't need...
You're not giving my clothes away.
Your winter clothes. Fleeces, jumpers. Put them in black plastic bags and you can help me take them over Willow Farm.
I'm busy.
And then we can go and see the caravan.
What's to look at?
I've got it nice inside now.
Anyone home?
Up here, Emma. But there's not a lot of storage. So you do need to sort out exactly what you'll need. Hello, love.
What are you doing here?
I've got the afternoon off to help with the packing. You haven't got very far, have you?
Oh, don't you start.
Will's going to come round about 6 to take the rest of my stuff back to his place.
Well, there's no need for that.
I don't mind.
But his flat's only small.
It's bigger than that caravan.
But whatever won't fit in the caravan, Betty's agreed, we can put in the spare room at Willow Farm.
How big is it?
It's minute.
No, it isn't.
Well, I spend most of my time around Will's anyway, so I might as well have my stuff there.
Oh, you're back early.
Oh, usual time. Thought you were going to go up to Lower Loxley again today.
Yeah, I was.
Well, 3,000 shingles to be cut, you said?
Yeah, your mum said I've got to stay here till she gets back on account of Susan coming round with another load of stuff.
Oh, spare room's pretty chock-a-block already.
Yeah, he's going to make a start on the wall panels today.
What?
For the barn.
I thought you'd done them already.
Well, we had a go, but our first efforts weren't up to much.
But Ailey said...
Oh, there's a real art of weaving the strands of hazel.
Yeah, but Ailey said the reason Phoebe was covered in mud was because she'd been helping with the wattle and daub.
Yeah, well, like I said, we did a trial panel. Ailey got the kids mixing up the mud and straw for the daub, so we let them have a go, but... Well, the results weren't brilliant.
Well, Phoebe enjoyed herself.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll pop over for an hour or two when your mum gets back.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hello.
Do you need Anne carrying stuff in?
Well, I've got Emma and Christopher with me, but the car is really full.
Oh, come on, Roy. He'll get upstairs quicker if we all muck in.
Is that it? No, there's room for one more on the top here. Pass that one up to me.
There you go.
Oh, cheers.
Well, there's nothing in there you're going to need.
So do I.
Now, what about them things down there?
Oh, that's our winter coats.
Well, I could squeeze them on the top here.
Oh, I'd rather not. Is there anywhere we could hang hang them up, do you think? Only my coat was new last winter. I don't really want it crumpled up into a ball.
Why don't you use the cupboard in Phoebe's room?
No, hang on, Dad.
Which one's Phoebe's room?
It's this one over here.
It's got all Phoebe's stuff.
Yeah, well, I can go in your room, can I?
Can we leave it till Lady gets home?
Well, you got that huge, great wardrobe.
We don't think she'll be too happy if we start messing around with Phoebe's stuff.
Mind if I have a look?
Oh, no, Christopher.
Oh, well...
No, go ahead, why not?
Okay.
Oh, your bathroom is amazing.
Is it?
My old bedroom was only half that size, and that bath.
Yeah, terrible old thing, isn't it?
No, it's brilliant. People pay a fortune for them old cast-iron baths with claw feet.
Can't imagine why.
It's the one thing I don't reckon I'm going to cope with in the caravan.
What?
Well, the pokey little shower.
You'll get used to it.
Any time you want to use our bath, Emma, you just help yourself.
Oh, cheers.
You only don't try first thing in the morning. There's always a queue. Oh, and Phoebe's bedtime.
Hey, that little table?
What little table?
Under the window in Phoebe's room. Any chance I could borrow it?
What for?
Put my computer on.
We've got a table in the caravan.
No, I was thinking I could squeeze it in the corner.
No. You can't have your computer here.
I've got to have somewhere quiet.
Look, this is just for storage.
But suppose you're watching television and I want to listen to some music.
Exactly. How am I supposed to revise?
But this room's so full already.
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it? We'll have to find you a quiet corner somewhere else.
No, Mike, look, you don't have to.
Where? I don't know. We'll think of somewhere.
We got a bit of a full house already, Dad.
Why don't you start in another row? Give you more space. Great.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
I thought you were going to...
Look, don't let me interrupt.
No, it's okay. I was just... I thought you'd phone. Okay, Lech, make a start there, right?
How's it going?
Fine. Yeah, they're really good, these kids.
I remember this place.
What place?
This strawberry tunnel.
Oh, yes. No, actually, it was the first one on the other side.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they all look pretty much alike.
Well, and it was dark.
Yes.
Anyway.
Please, tell me it's not over between us.
Don't be daft.
Oh, I've been going up the wall this last couple of days.
But it will be if you... Well, if there are any more scenes like that one in the bull.
No chance of that. I'm barred.
I'm serious, Adam.
I know. And I'm sorry it happened, but when somebody treats
you
me...
You provoked him.
But Ian,
you know you did.
It's like these guys.
Well, you're strawberry pickers.
Yeah. Because they're from Eastern Europe, everyone assumes they're illegal immigrants.
Do they?
Yeah, they get treated with suspicion just because they're foreign. And that's what I get from Sid the whole time. I'm not welcome because I'm different.
So, stop reminding him all the time?
I don't.
Look, he didn't hit you because you were minding your own business.
He's been getting at me all afternoon.
Yes,
blaming
yes.
me for losing the match.
I know. I'm not saying it's easy. But you have to try and... I don't know, try and blend in.
Well, pretend to be something I'm not.
No. Just don't draw attention to the difference the whole time.
I don't. Do I?
Look, I'm still finding my feet in this village. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't know who I am yet, and when they get to know me, I want to be known as Ian the Chef, not Ian the Poofter. I mean, can you understand that?
Yes.
But everyone who was in the bull on Sunday night is going to remember that I was with you.
I embarrassed you.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't feel I can go back in there.
But of course you can.
No, not until you've apologised to Sid.
What?
You heard.
Oh, come on, Ian. If anyone needs to apologise, it's him.
Yeah, I mean, I know, of course he should. And maybe he will. I expect Jolene give him a right dressing down.
No, she backed him up.
Yeah, in public, maybe. But it's not good PR for a pub, is it? You know, having a landlord who goes around punching customers in the face.
No.
Yeah, and Jolene cares about that sort of thing.
Well, if he comes and apologises to me...
No, then... look, go on. Make the first move.
I don't see why I should.
Because I don't want to see you again until you do.
It's a nice fridge.
Not much in there.
Oh, it's big enough.
A couple of pints of milk and half a dozen cans and that'll be it.
Are you bringing the microwave?
Well, I haven't quite decided yet.
Oh, come on, Mum.
I know it'd be nice to have it.
Yeah, we use it all the time.
But it'd take up all of the worktop. And then there'd be nowhere to put anything down when you were cooking.
Well, I wouldn't fancy cooking in here. Much better just to get stuff you can put in the microwave. Except there's no freezer, is there?
It's summer. We can have lots of barbecues. Clary said when they had their caravan, they lived outside nearly all the time.
So where am I supposed to put the computer?
There, on the table. There's loads of room.
What about when you and Dad go to bed? You have to move that to get your bed out.
You're not going to be wanting to use the computer at 11 o'clock at night now, are you?
Might do. I mean, if I've got an exam next morning, and I need to do a bit of last-minute revision.
If you've got an exam next morning, I shall make sure you go to bed at a reasonable hour.
What about me?
What about you?
What if he's supposed to be getting an early night and I want to read or listen to music?
Look, look, we all need to be a bit flexible.
Well, can we at least rig up some kind of curtain so I don't have to get undressed in front of him?
You'll be staying round at Will's anyway.
Not all the time, she won't.
It might be best if I do.
Oh, no, Emma. Yeah, you'll be married in a couple of months. This is your last few weeks at home with us.
Yeah, but it's not a home, is it?
It will be.
It's a poxy caravan.
It's a very nice caravan. And it's only for a few months. Oh, come on, you two. It'll be fun. You know it will.
Helen is trying to pick up the threads of her life.
Helen, you wake me.
I didn't know you wanted me to.
Should have been at work half an hour ago.
Look, have a cup of tea.
I haven't got time.
It's been made a while, so it won't be all that hot. Shall I put you on some toast?
No, I'll have to go.
Another 5 minutes isn't going to make any difference.
No, really.
Kirsty will cope.
I just started back, Mum.
Well, maybe you should give it a bit longer.
No, I need to be busy. I can't just...
Can't what?
Well, just sit around doing nothing the whole time. It's no wonder I can't sleep.
Were you awake again last night?
About, I don't know, 3 o'clock or...
Well, so it's hardly surprising you overslept.
I set the alarm, I know I did. Must have turned it off and gone back to sleep. You should have woken me, Mum.
I'm sorry. Oh, by the way, we're going to be out this afternoon. We're having tea with Gran and Jack.
Hell, where have I put my keys?
Only Tom's not going to be here either, so if you need to get in touch, then...
Of course I need to get in touch. Oh, here they are.
Well, you probably won't, but just in case.
Because I messed it up last time I tried going back to work. Don't worry. I'm fine now. Give my love to Gran.
Bye. Oh, dear.
Jill's taking the kids over to Lower Loxley.
Again?
It's great. Haley's got them all organised, making the walls of the barn, has she? Pip's now a world authority on the subject of wattle and daub. And of course, Josh loves the daubing bit.
Like making mud pies.
Exactly. They end up covered from head to toe in this stuff. But it's a small price to pay for a peaceful half term.
So the barn should be more or less finished by the end of the week?
And apart from the roof, that's going to take a bit longer. There, help yourself to milk.
Thanks.
So, how's the shop?
Ashok is fine. Ashok is lovely. His mother, on the other hand...
Oh, dear.
She wanted to take us out to dinner tonight. Luckily, there's a meeting of the Fate Committee.
Well, you could give that a miss for once, shouldn't you?
I could, but I'm not going to. The Fate Committee will be far less stressful than another evening with Mrs. Kapoor.
That bad?
I was really looking forward to this trip to Canada.
I know you were.
But now...
Still, once it's over, she is safely on the other side of the world.
That's what Elizabeth said, with considerable feeling.
And what's this about you going back to India?
What?
Elizabeth said something about you and the shop moving back.
How can I move back to India? I'm from Uganda.
Yeah, of course. Have a biscuit.
Oh, thanks. I mean, Ashok will be going to India from time to time.
Buying stuff.
Well, and I hope I get the chance to go with him, but our home will be here.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. So, you're escaping to the Fate Committee this evening. Mm. What about tomorrow?
What about it?
Well, why don't you and Ashok come to the film?
What film?
Finding Nemo in the village hall.
Oh, is this Kathy's thing?
Films in the fields.
I'm not sure that Finding Nemo is exactly Ashok's kind of film.
Oh, but it's everybody's kind of film, isn't it?
Well, I suppose we ought to support Kathy's enterprise.
You'll love it, I promise.
So, tell me about this new herdsman.
Sam? Nothing to tell, really.
I thought he was coming back this week.
He said he'd call around tomorrow. It's his day off.
Sounds remarkably keen.
Anyway, Mum asked me to pick up some loaves.
Right, I know she likes our bread. What happened to your eye?
Oh, it's nothing. Just had a slight disagreement with somebody's fist.
You got into a fight?
No. It was just a minor altercation.
Uh-huh. Well, it's over there. Auntie Jennifer likes the large granary.
Ah, right. How are you?
Oh, you know, okay.
Nice to see you back. Honestly.
Feels like I've been away for months. Keep forgetting where things are.
Well, you've been through a rough time. And I dare say...
But it'll take a while to get back into the swing of things. Yes, yes, I know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's okay, it's just that everyone... Oops, nothing.
Everyone keeps coming out with the same old platitudes, hmm?
Either that or they cross the road when they see me coming.
Do they?
I suppose it's what I deserve.
How'd you work that out?
It doesn't matter.
No, come on. What do you mean?
You remember when John died? No, you weren't here, were you?
No, but Mum told me.
I couldn't deal with it. I didn't know what to say, so I went away. Even though... Anyway, so now when people avoid me, I think, well, I had that coming, didn't I?
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, and you're the expert, are you?
No, not at all. It's just... Well, when somebody dies suddenly, you know that nothing you can say will make things any better. So, do you keep quiet or come out with the same tired old platitudes?
Can't win, really, can you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
It will get easier.
Yes, yes, so everyone keeps telling me.
Sorry.
Anyway, do you want anything else?
We were just about to leave when Neil turned up with another vanload of stuff.
What sort of stuff?
Pat and Tony are storing some of the Carters' furniture in their barn.
Oh, are you?
I told you.
Well, Neil was on his own, so Tony stayed to help him unload.
How long will he be?
Oh, only 10 minutes or so.
Oh, I'll put the kettle on then.
Neil did offer to put in a few hours on the farm in return, but he hasn't had a moment this week. The move's completely taken over.
And you're so busy.
Oh, yes. The swedes and turnips should have been drilled by now, and the cabbages need irrigating.
Oh, dear.
And, of course, Tom's disappeared off on some sausage promotion.
You could just as easily have come round next week.
To be honest, it is such a relief to get out for an afternoon.
And how's Helen getting on at the shop? She insisted they didn't need me in anymore,
oh,
but...
Oh, I know, Peggy. I really don't think she's coping, but...
How long is it now since John killed himself?
John?
He means Greg. You mean Greg, Jack?
That's what I said.
You said John.
No, John didn't kill himself.
Anyway, Greg died nearly 4 weeks ago.
Did I really say John?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I keep doing that.
It's only a name. I get names wrong all the time.
So you don't think Helen should be back at work?
Oh, I don't know, Peggy. But you saw what happened last week.
And she's no better.
I'm bracing myself for another phone call from Kirsty.
What happened last week?
Oh, you remember. Tom had to go and fetch her from the shop and then I went in.
Oh, yes, of course.
She's still not sleeping properly. She slept through the alarm this morning, then blamed me for not waking her up.
Oh, dear.
That's not very fair.
No, but... Well, that's how she is at the moment. If anyone tries to be the least bit sympathetic, she bites their heads off. How Kirsty puts up with her, I do not know.
As I recall, you said you hadn't got time to be involved. And I think your exact words were, would I stop faffing about and get it sorted?
Ah, right.
So that's exactly what I did.
Oh, sorry.
Well, he's on 3 months probation, so he makes a mess of it. Oh, goodbye to you too. Wretched man.
Who's that?
Matt Crawford. He's annoyed that I offered Will the headkeeper's job.
What's it got to do with him?
Exactly. He told me to sort it out, and I did.
Brian, can I ask
he
you...
He blames me for what happened with Greg. But if he hadn't kept sticking his oar in the whole time... Sorry, what?
Well, there seems to be a rumour going round that you're selling the farm.
What do you mean, a rumour?
Well, David said something on Monday.
David?
Yeah, and Alice seems to know all about it.
Why, what'd she say?
Can I come in?
It's not true, is it?
Hello, Jack. What can we do for you?
I just wondered if I could interest you in some tickets for this jitterbug ball.
What, on Sunday?
I really haven't sold quite as well as we'd hoped.
Well, we've got our tickets already.
Have you?
Yes.
How about you, Adam?
Oh, I'll be there, don't worry.
I suppose the very lovely Ian is doing the catering, is he?
Yes, I think he's...
Walton pie and turnip jam.
I hope not.
I'm going with Lillian.
Oh. Oh, so that means he's not going with Matt. Oh, thank heavens for that.
Alan says Jolene may be late, but Linda and Jill will be here.
Has anything been decided yet? I'm afraid I missed the last meeting.
Let me see. Oh, all the usual things, of course. Duck races on the Am.
Did we do that last year?
No, we haven't done it for a while. The wife carrying was the big event at last year's fete.
Oh, yes, of course.
Jolene had a rather sweet idea. Parachuting teddy bears.
What?
We pay 50p or whatever to give your bear the thrill of a lifetime.
What sort of thrill?
It
Teddy has a parachute attached, and then he's thrown off the church tower. And the one that travels the furthest wins the prize.
You need an awful lot of bears to make it worthwhile.
And then Neil came up with a rather good idea on Monday. Why don't we do our very own Bush Tucker Challenge?
Oh, what?
You know, like those TV things, I'm a Celebrity, and the Japanese endurance shows.
Oh, sounds ghastly.
Yeah, I suppose it. But it does have a kind of horrid fascination. Anyway, they have to do things like put their faces under water while fish bite them.
Well, we certainly can't do that.
Of course not. But, well, eating ants and grubs and stuff.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Neil suggested we could do something similar.
Oh, dear. Whatever's wrong with Tom Bowler and guess the weight of the cake?
Bye, Jack. See you Sunday. What's he on?
Anyway.
He sold the tickets for this wretched bull weeks ago.
About the farm. Are you seriously thinking of selling?
Well, it crossed my mind.
You never thought to mention it to me?
Well, the fact is, the way these new CAP rules are going to work, it would make an awful lot of sense. And Jenny's quite keen on the idea.
Is she?
Yeah. Having a bit more time to ourselves, being able to travel, you know, visit Kate, that kind of thing.
You don't think you'd get bored?
Bored? Me?
Well, oh.
How would you feel about it?
Well, I'd be pretty fed up, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I thought you might be. You've put a lot into this place this past year.
Yes. And I thought
the strawberries and the farmer's market.
Well, I thought it was the beginning of a fairly long-term commitment.
Hmm.
But apart from that, well, I just hate to see the farm go after all the years of effort you and Mum have put in building the place up.
Yeah, maybe we've earned a comfortable return.
Yeah, but you don't have to sell. I mean, if you want more time to travel or whatever, I'd be perfectly happy to take over more of the, well, you know, the routine day-to-day management.
You would?
And as for the money...
Yeah, there is that.
Well, maybe we could come to some sort of arrangement, like David and Ruth when they took over from Phil.
Oh, don't. Think of the trouble that caused.
I'm just saying, after all your effort building the business up, well, it'd be a shame to let it go. Unless you don't think I'm up to it.
Oh, no. I have every confidence in your ability.
Thank you.
But are you sure that's what you want?
Yes.
You don't think you might decide to go back to Africa?
No. As far as I'm concerned, I'm here to stay.
Right, well, I'll bear that in mind. But nothing's decided yet. I've been considering my options, that's all.
There's more bad news for the Grundys.
That shepherd's pie, but your dad didn't want it.
Where is he?
Gone down the pub, said he weren't hungry.
Oh, what's up with him?
So if you want to finish it off...
Oh, yeah,
aren't you supposed to be packing sausages?
No, not till 1 o'clock.
Don't be late.
Yeah, all right. What's the matter with Dad, then?
Oh, this.
What?
It's a summons.
Oh, no.
To appear at Felpersham Magistrates on a charge of... What was it? Selling unfit meat in contravention of the Food Safety Act 1990.
When's that, then?
5 weeks' time.
Well, he knew it were coming.
Don't stop him getting depressed about it.
Well, if it'll make him feel better, you can tell him he won't be having any more trouble from Snatch.
How do you know?
Me and Will. We've sorted it, haven't we?
Snatch?
Yeah.
Oh, Edward, what have you done?
Oh, no, Mum, it's all right. We didn't lay a finger on him.
Well, I should hope not.
I mean, I was all for doing him
you
over.
You touch him, he'll send his thugs round. That pair who had a go at your dad.
Oh, we saw them off, no problem.
Yeah, and who's to say they ain't got half a dozen mates? They could come round here mob-handed.
Oh, no, Mum, listen.
You don't want to go provoking these people.
Well, I reckon Snatch deserves a good kicking.
Just
but...
leave Well alone,
well,
Edward.
Why would they go at Dad like
you'll
that?
Only make things worse.
Yeah, that's what Will said.
Well, you'd do well to listen to him. He's got a wise head on his shoulders as your brother.
Well, he said we should go and talk to Snatch.
Talk to him? What for?
Well, time to lay off. That's what we did.
You, William?
Yeah.
You went and talked to Snatch Foster?
Yeah.
You and your brother, together?
Well, Will did most of the talking,
I don't believe
but...
it.
Oh, yeah, he can be pretty persuasive when he puts his mind to it. I were impressed.
No, I don't believe you and William did something together. Well, well.
Yeah, well, we've got to look after our old dad, haven't we?
And put the swimming things in the washing machine for me. Good girl.
Hiya.
Oh, look at the state of you.
What?
You've got black grease all over your face.
Oh. Well, it's a mucky job, this. But if we're going to cut that bit of hay...
Is it ready?
Next week, I reckon. As long as the weather holds. How was swimming?
Great. We had a lovely time.
Very late.
And did you have some lunch?
Yeah, I grabbed myself a sandwich.
We stopped off at Ambridge Organics and bought some chocolate chip ice cream.
Mmm, chocolate chip ice cream.
Do you want me to bring you some out?
Nah, I'll come in when I've finished this.
Helen was there.
Oh, yeah. Your mum said she'd gone back to work.
She looked awful.
Did she?
She insists she's fine, but honestly, she looks like she hasn't slept for a month. Mm. Dark shadows under her eyes.
Oh, there he is at last.
Who?
Sam.
Oh, I thought he was coming this morning.
Well, it's nice of him to come at all. I mean, this is supposed to be his day off.
Afternoon.
Hiya.
Afternoon.
Sorry I'm so late.
Oh, don't apologise.
I went for a little drive round, get to know the area. Then I stopped off at the Bull for some lunch.
Oh, yeah?
Thought I'd better check out the beer if I'm going to be living in these parts.
Ah, yeah. And did it meet with your approval?
Very nice pint. Very nice landlady, too. Anyway, I'd better make a start. Can I just wander around on my own?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, it'd be good to build up a picture of how your grassland's doing, you know.
Would you like some ice cream before you start?
Ice cream?
Chocolate chip. Organic.
Sounds wonderful. But maybe later.
Well, don't leave it too long or the kids will have scoffed the lot.
Hi, Clary.
Oh, hello. You're home early today.
Well, we're starting the film at 6 tonight.
Yeah, I know.
So it's going to be a bit of a rush getting everything set up.
Kenton helping you, see?
Yeah, supposed to be. Oh, Jamie, you've got mud all over the car seat.
Sorry.
Go and take those dirty clothes off and get in the bath.
No.
Do you want to go to the film tonight?
Yeah.
Well, go on then, bath. Take your shoes off on the doorstep.
Been helping with the Watland daub again, has he?
No, did you guess? Honestly, look at the state of him. I'm going to have to get him some new trousers.
I'm sure it'll all come out in the wash.
It's not the mud that worries me. Look, he's bursting out of them.
He's getting to be a big boy, isn't he?
Clary, tell me honestly. Do you think he's getting fat?
Fat? No.
I mean, Kenton said something the other day.
He's never been a skinny kid, has he?
He's well covered. He said he was getting a bit chunky.
Not fat.
Oh, he's definitely put on a bit of weight lately. And I don't know why. I mean, I'm so careful about what he eats.
He's all right. You don't want to go giving him a complex.
Yes, I don't want him getting obese.
He's not obese.
I bet I know what the problem is.
What?
Jolene.
Jolene? She ain't fat.
No,
but... I wish I had a figure like hers.
She probably feeds him on burgers and chips from the restaurant and then lets him help himself to Chris from behind the bar.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Sid. Anyway, are you coming to this film tonight?
That is gorgeous.
Made by one of our neighbours in the village. Well, David's cousin, actually.
I like this place more and more. By the way, I met Bert, is it?
Oh, did you?
He accused me of trespass and tried to chase me off your land.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
He does tend to overreact.
I thought you told him about me.
Well, yeah, we meant to. Sorry.
He thought my plate meter was a metal detector and that I was after all your buried treasure.
He didn't say that, did he?
Oh, yeah, he's convinced there's hordes of Roman coins down there. Anyway, I explained to Bert who I was and what I was doing. Ah, David.
Ah, now, have you seen what you want to see?
For today, yeah.
He had a bit of a run-in with Bert.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's okay. Ruth's been feeding me ice cream and I feel a lot better. Oh, is there any left?
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, don't tell me I've eaten your share.
No, he had his earlier. He's just greedy. Mm. Tea?
Please, yeah. Anyway, did you learn anything useful this afternoon?
You've got a shortage looming.
What? No, it's not that bad. I drew a grass wedge, you see.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I've measured the grass height in each field and plotted onto this chart.
Uh-huh.
So, this is the field with the least amount of grass.
That's Blackman's.
Oh, that's the driest field we've got.
Oh, that figures. And your best grass is in the field next to the brook.
Midsummer Meadow.
Which is where the cows are due to go next.
Problem is, with these other fields, this is one you can see out the window here.
It's just called cow pasture.
And the one beyond?
That's the croft.
As you can see, there just isn't the growth happening in those. So once this one, Midsummer Meadow's grazed out, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, except Midsummer Meadow is 22 acres. It's a lot of grass.
Yeah, that's true. And if you make more use of back fences and maybe lay down more tracks to stop the grass getting poached up...
Yeah, I wondered about that.
...with a bit of luck, these fields will recover. I mean, we're only just into June. Plenty of growing time ahead.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to have to get the kids ready if we're going to this film.
Oh, right. Sam, you don't fancy going to see Finding Nemo, I suppose? Where's the cinema?
It's a special showing in the Village Hall.
Or we could just go to the pub.
So there's nothing left in our house now except the beds.
Yeah, I saw your dad cutting stuff out. Where's it all going?
Barnover Bridge Farm. That place you was using.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Mum's gone into overdrive, you know, cleaning the oven and scrubbing the skirting boards. I had to get out. The whole place stinks of bleach.
So when are you moving?
Tomorrow. Hmm. We're all supposed to be cramming into this stupid caravan.
Yeah, I had a look at it.
Mum and Dad carry on like it's some state-of-the-art trailer, but it's not. It's just an ordinary caravan.
Well, it's a bit bigger than the thing we had.
Is it?
Not much, but yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I built myself a bender.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, it was either that or bunk up with my granddad.
I got to share with my sister.
Lucky you.
You're kidding. She makes my life enough of a misery as it is.
Well, I bet you didn't snore.
Always whinging about my music or the state of the bathroom or...
I thought you'd moved in with Will anyway.
Nah, not really.
And she?
Expect she will now, though. So how'd you make a bender?
Well, you just get some sort of bendy sticks, like hazel or whatever, build a framework and then you chuck a tarpaulin over it.
I might get a tent. Huh. I gotta do something. I'll get mad stuck in that caravan.
So you gonna go and watch this film?
Nah, not exactly.
Why do they have to show kids films? I mean, who wants to go and watch a cartoon about fish?
It's not gonna be Finding Nemo.
You what?
You remember the car boot last weekend? You had some bootleg DVDs. Like this.
Oh, you're never gonna... Here, look out. Evening, Kathy.
Hello. You haven't seen Kenton, I suppose.
Well, afraid not, no.
He should have been here half an hour ago. We're gonna have no popcorn at this rate.
Have you rang him?
No, the battery's dead on my mobile.
Well, I mind if you like.
Oh, would you mind?
Nah, go ahead.
It's very kind of you, thank you.
Could I just nip inside the hall, do you think, and use the loo?
Yeah, of course. Now, can I remember his number? 077.
So you just do autumn carving?
Well, tends to run on a bit.
Oh, it's one of these vaguely autumn but it's slipped a bit kind of patterns, is it?
Yeah, just about sums it up, yeah.
Have you ever considered spring carving?
Well, we thought about it, obviously.
It does make sense.
Oh, God, it's starting to make me feel old. Honestly, everything I learnt at college, all my years of experience are suddenly out the window.
No, not at all. I mean, you're already doing extended grazing.
Which was my dad's idea. He had this notion 5 years ago that we should go back to the old way of doing things.
What goes round comes round.
Yep. Plus we're breeding Herefords, which he was doing in the 50s. Whereas when I was at college, it was all about...
Excuse me, you haven't seen Fallon, have you?
Nope, don't think so, not this evening.
What's she playing at?
Oh. Jolene's in the other bar, you could ask her.
She was said she was coming to this film, but she never showed.
Well, is it finished?
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was that late.
Ah, oh, I should have got home ages ago. Well, thanks for a really nice evening.
No, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Edward Grundy, you come here this minute.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I had a village hall full of mums and dads with their little kids all looking forward to a showing of a charming animated film. I turn on the projector, and what do I get?
What?
Sex Lives of the Potato Men. It is not funny.
Anyway, we only got about 30 seconds of it.
I had an audience of small children.
Well, you reckon they're scarred for life?
That's not the point, Ed. I go to a lot of trouble to organise these events.
Oh, Ed.
That wasn't me, honestly. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yes. Then what were you doing hanging around outside the village hall before the show?
I was waiting for Fallon, actually. And I wasn't the only person there, was I?
Well, you mean Christopher?
I'm saying nothing.
But he was so helpful. I mean, he lent me his phone. Right. Well, if Christopher Carter thinks he can get away with a stunt like that, he is very much mistaken.
The Carters are bidding farewell to number one, the Green.
The end on the floor of the van. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Get inside. Okay, to me. Right. A bit more. Is that all right, sir?
Yeah. Yes, you're all right.
Oh, great. Right.
thanks.
Ah, Susan. Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, no, it's all right. I can manage.
What's in that bag?
The sitting room curtains.
Well, I thought we were leaving them.
I'm not leaving my good velvet curtains.
Here, give them to me.
So, what's next?
Well, we'd better get Christopher's bed then.
Right, John.
You haven't seen him, I suppose.
No, he's completely disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yeah, we had a bit of a row this morning.
Well, you shouldn't have been so hard on him.
Oh, Sue.
And after all, there was no harm done.
Look, Cathy goes to a lot of trouble to arrange these film shows, and he has to go and sabotage it.
Oh, that was Christopher, was it?
It was a silly joke, that's all.
Swap the DVDs.
None of the kids got to see anything they shouldn't have.
And the dads had a good laugh.
Well, I don't think it's funny. It's about time he learned to behave responsibly.
Oh, come on, Mel.
There's only a few bits left. Emma's bed and the sofa. Mom? Hmm?
What have you done with the sitting room curtains?
Oh, they're here in the van.
Well, you're not going to take them up to Bridge Farm.
Why?
Well, I want them in the caravan.
What for?
I told you. I've got to have some kind of screen between my bed and Christopher's.
You're not using my velvet curtains.
Well, they're the only ones that are long enough.
You're having to share with your brother, are you?
Gross, isn't it?
It's only for a few months.
But, Mom...
Anyway, they'll be far too heavy. We'll use a sheet or something. Now, come on. Let's get the rest of this stuff out of the house.
There's a complete change of clothes and his swimming things.
You're going to take the bag upstairs, Jamie?
Well, it's a bit heavy.
Oh, you can manage, big lad like you.
Oh, actually, Jolene, I wanted to have a word about that.
What?
Can I have a bag of crisps?
You've only just had your breakfast.
Oh, maybe later, eh? I'll be up in a minute, just as soon as your dad gets back.
Where is he?
Giving Neil and Susan a hand with a move.
Oh, that's today, is
Bye,
it?
Bye, Mum.
Hey, don't I get a kiss? A good boy.
Are you always at?
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Well, you wanted a word?
Yes. I'm a bit concerned about what you're giving Jamie to eat.
Why?
He seems to be putting on weight.
Yeah, well.
Now, I'm very careful about what he eats. Plenty of fresh fruit and vegetables and sweets strictly rationed.
I'm glad to hear it.
So the problem must be here.
No, it isn't.
Like just then? He obviously thinks he can have bags of crisps whenever he feels
Excuse me, did I let him have a bag of crisps just then?
And I'd prefer it if you kept him away from the burgers and chips.
I do not feed him burgers and chips, nor pies nor cakes.
Well, he's obviously getting too much food.
Well, not from me, isn't
it? Well, what about drinks? Are you giving him cola?
He prefers apple juice.
Then why is he putting on weight?
Well, maybe you're not giving him enough exercise.
I do my best.
Well, I told Sid to take him out more, play football with him.
So you've noticed.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely getting a bit chubby.
Well, that's my good deed for the day. Oh, hello, Cathy.
Morning.
Jamie's upstairs.
Ah, right.
Cathy thinks we're feeding him on a diet of burgers and fizzy drinks.
I didn't say
well,
that.
Well, that's what it sounded
I'm
like.
I'm simply concerned that he seems to be putting on weight.
Well, you've noticed, have you?
Of course I've noticed.
Look at that wall.
Well, that's where the mirror was.
I didn't realise the wallpaper had faded like that. Look how the carpet's all grubby in front of where the sofa was.
Oh, it's not grubby, it's just a bit worn.
We had this carpet new when we bought the house.
Well, how many years ago is that?
12 and a half.
No wonder it's looking a bit threadbare.
It's just...
What?
It looks so depressing, doesn't it? Maybe I should have left the curtains.
Not if we didn't include them in the fixtures and fittings list. I've no intention of giving Matt Crawford anything he ain't paid for.
Seeing it like this, I wouldn't want to rent it, would you?
Well, who says he's going to rent it out?
What else would he do with it?
Well, if he does, he'll probably give it a coat of paint first.
I suppose.
It's a lot better than when we first moved in, do you remember?
Yeah.
We were so chuffed when we got this house.
Emma was a tiny little scrap of a thing. Is that it then? Mm-hmm. We're ready to go.
Now look at her.
What? We were just remembering when we first moved in here.
Oh, you're not going to get all sentimental, are you?
I couldn't believe our luck. Our own council house, right on the village green.
Oh, the real lucky break was being able to buy it.
Now that was a wise move. Mm. Wasn't at all sure about it at the time. Seemed such a huge commitment. But...
Wouldn't be where we are today if we hadn't bought this house. Yeah.
We've had some good times here, haven't we?
Oh, bring out the violins. There's been some pretty terrible times too.
Come on, let's go.
It's the only home you've ever known.
So?
Where you and Christopher grew up.
And now it's time to move on. Oh, I shall miss it though.
Mum, you hate this place.
I never said that.
You're leaving because it's too small, remember? It's a pokey little house and you deserve something better.
don't know about you, Jamie, but I'm exhausted.
Getting old, Dad.
Don't be such chicken.
You had a good game?
Yeah, it was great. Oh.
Yeah, well, you go on upstairs. I'll come and do your lunch in a minute.
Another bag of crisps.
Oh, well, go on then.
Thanks.
Is that wise?
Hey, don't you start. I tell you, that boy hasn't stopped for the past hour. I'm knackered. Oh.
Like he says, you're getting old.
Shut up.
Well, you're certainly not prone to getting fat. Neither's Cathy. So it can't be genetic.
Perhaps he's helping himself to crisps when we're not looking.
No. He always comes and finds you to ask.
Well, maybe he's spending all his pocket money on chocolate.
That's it.
Oh.
Hello. Could I, have a word, do you think?
I thought I told you.
Sid, what did I say?
The thing is, I just wanted to apologise.
Well, that's very decent of you.
And, Sid, I know you said I wasn't welcome in here anymore, but I sort of hoped... Look, I'm sorry, okay? What happened, it was my fault.
Well, I'm glad you realised.
It weren't all your fault.
Well, whatever, but I've been behaving like a bit of a prat, and... Well, I had it coming.
Yeah, you did.
Sid!
But I, well, I shouldn't have hit you. I just sort of, you know, sort of... lost it. Sorry.
Thanks.
How's the eye?
Oh, it's fine. It was a bit swollen for a couple of days, but it's okay now.
Good.
So, am I still barred?
Sid?
You can come back in.
Thank you.
But just remember, this is my pub.
Yes.
Carry on how you like outside.
But I promise I'll keep quiet and behave.
And I'm not sure what we can do about the cricket.
Oh. Well... I don't really want to give that up.
Neither do I.
Well, now come on. Bit of give and take on both sides,
no,
huh?
No, you don't understand, Jolly.
No, all right. I admit cricket is something of a mystery to me, but... Well, surely the rest of the cricket team has a say in who plays and who don't.
Yes.
So let them decide that.
Yeah, I suppose we'd better.
So, are you going to shake hands?
Yes, of course.
Go on, Sid. Shake the man's hand. There. That didn't hurt, did it? Now, Adam, what'd you like to drink?
Oh, and that shower, it's just hope now.
Yes. Come on, Emma.
Well, you go and stand in there, see what I mean.
You've got to give it a try.
And there's no room to get undressed. And if you take your towel in with you, it'll get soaked.
Oh, so? Leave it outside.
I suppose I won't have a wee in the middle of the night.
Oh, Emma.
Well, we got to think of these things.
Yes, all right.
Haven't we?
Oh, some of these bottles of sauce are going to have to go. They won't all fit in the cupboard.
Why have we got so many?
Oh, tomato sauce for Christopher, brown sauce for Dad, Branston for sandwiches, barbecue sauce, mushroom ketchup.
Who eats that?
Oh, so you did.
No.
Oh, well, that's one that can go.
Oh, what on earth is that?
Oh, Mrs. Woolley's green tomato chutney.
Well, you can chuck that out.
Yeah.
And, well, looks like we're going to have to give up eating cornflakes.
What?
The packet's bigger than the cupboard, look.
Oh, Lord. I'll have to get some more of them plastic boxes.
How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Well, it might work for family and midgets.
Emma.
That box there, that's all the stuff we can't fit in.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and we're going to have to make do with one big saucepan and the frying pan.
Oh, well, we just have to have lots of barbecues, won't we? I'll get that set up in a minute.
Any sign of Christopher?
Oh, yes, I found him. He's at Mike and Betty's, studying on his computer.
Oh, we'll fetch him down
no.
here.
No, leave him.
He hasn't lifted a finger all day.
His exams are important, Emma.
He's got himself well sorted up there.
Well, he'll have to come down for his tea later.
He's got his computer in one corner, and then he's got all the sofa cushions laid out on the floor. Reckons he's going to get his sleeping bag and sleep there tonight.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh, it's really kind of Mike and Betty to let us store all that stuff up there, but I don't want Christopher as well.
Right, this box is empty. You can chuck it outside, Dad.
Yeah, pass it over. Oh, it's a bit of a squeeze, isn't it?
Oh, you noticed.
Oh, look, it'll be fine once we get the rest of these boxes unpacked.
More space already.
Yeah. Oh, right, can you manage that me now, Mum?
Why? Where are you going?
I just thought I'd go back to Will's, have a shower, change my clothes.
But you will come back later.
Well...
We're going to get the barbecue fired up.
Yeah, I've got some Bridge Farm sausages.
Have a bit of a celebration, you know, caravan warming.
Well, I don't much feel like it, to be honest.
Oh, come on. It could be fun.
Why don't I stay over at Will's place tonight?
But Emma... I'll
give you two a bit of a chance to settle in. Right, I'll ring you later, OK?
OK.
Bye, love.
Yeah, bye.
Well, looks like it's just you and me then.
Oh, Neil, this isn't going to work, is it?
It's going to be cosy anyway. The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.